everyone. So I thought about how my callings require me to divide my time between living alone and living with other people. When you are the kind of person that your joys are relevant, resonating, and relatable to people's lives, many people want you to have overnight stays in their own personal residency. When you are a person whose traumas resonate, are relatable, and are relevant to people's lives, they're going to want to clothe you in their homes, feed you in their homes, make sure that you are bathing properly in their homes. They want to make sure that they take care of your medical needs, and they want to make sure that you are having a sensible health regimen. And they're going to want to make sure that you have a robust social life outside of their homes with them, and a robust social life with them within their homes. So, I'll tell you the truth. When you are a person who speaks what most people think, most people feel, and you articulate what most people do and articulate what most people are saying, they're also gonna want to make sure that you're not always by yourself. So at times I will have to treat my own living residence, my own home, as a hotel and a motel. I know that to be true because I do see myself traveling the world, doing humanitarian aid, and the humanitarian aid will be diverse depending upon each country, each continent, each island. Each state, each city, each county. And each government as well. So there may be times where I may be gone for quite some time. And you're wondering how will you balance that, but you said the autism mom companion and the offspring that, you know, she, y'all a blended family because the kid she birthed and they have autism. That's a tough one. The best answer I could come up with is from my heart is that she would have to be the type that loves to travel. She would have to be the type that doesn't mind us being all over the world and making sure her children get academic support all over the world, whatever healthy forms they may be. At the same time, I know how difficult that can be on children. And even the woman herself, Because, like, I need you at home much more. Our kids need to have regular stability. And so that's very challenging. That's why it's not easy for me to balance a love life, a parental life, even a sex life, to be honest, because autism moms, majority of them, do not want celibacy the rest of their lives. One of the reasons why they pick a man, because most autism moms desire monogamy from a chivalrous, gentle man, is because of their erotic needs, their sensual needs. So it's sometimes I think to myself, am I better off originally going about being a non-family man? No kids, no marriage, you know, living alone, no pets, what I've been saying all this time. And at the same time, I have dating needs. And I feel that autism moms' dating needs are pretty much the same as my dating needs. They're very much compatible, because autism moms and people with autism, I'll give you the information. Dating for us requires sensory-friendly romance, sensory-friendly sex, sensory-friendly parenting, and if she is into pet owning, we have to be sensory-friendly pet owners. Everything that we think, say, do, and feel has to be sensory-friendly. In other words, when it comes to dating and love and romance and limerence, infatuation, love at first sight, lust at first sight, that means sensory friendly lust, sensory friendly love, sensory friendly care, sensory friendly compassion, sensory friendly empathy, sensory friendly sacrificial love, sensory friendly compassionate love, sensory friendly agape love, sensory friendly companionate love, sensory friendly sensuality, sensory friendly eroticism, sensory friendly interpersonal communication, and sensory friendly just sensory friendly selfless love, and just sensory friendly cooking, sensory friendly cleaning, and just sensory friendly thoughts, sensory friendly feelings, sensory friendly actions, and sensory friendly words and sensory friendly nonverbal communication. So most people lack these sensitivities. So when it comes to myself, autism moms, we're pretty much the only people that can say, well, I know that we have to have a sensory friendly home, whether individually, collectively, you know. And the texture, the fabrics, the stemming, the lightings, the sounds, this all have to be sensory friendly. The touch, taste, smell, hearing, all have to be sensory friendly. We have to have sensory friendly hearts, sensory friendly minds, sensory friendly souls, sensory friendly bodies, and sensory friendly just sensory friendly memories as well. So that's why the five senses and the sixth sense, like intuition and instincts, all have to be sensory friendly. And autism moms and myself, pretty much the only people that have these sensitivities, so I do feel that I'm definitely going to end up with a woman with children who are going to be on the autism spectrum. I've always felt that way throughout my entire life. Ever since I was in comprehensive sexuality education, I was like, well, when I grow up, I'm going to end up with a woman was gonna have autistic children. You know, I learned this when I was at Ivy Mount School, and they taught comprehensive sex ed and safer sex. They taught us these things. So I do think that my lifestyle can be it's challenging for me. It's very challenging for me, even though I say no every time it's appropriate, and I say yes every time it's appropriate, but I say no out of inner peace, not people pleasing or people appeasing. I say yes out of healthy self-esteem, not guilt, not shame, not worry, not fear, and not blame. So sometimes live with other people, they would have to have sensory friendly environment, sensory friendly habits, sensory friendly events, sensory friendly people, sensory friendly things, sensory friendly situations. And most people are sensory unfriendly when it comes to anything and everything, anyone and everyone. And so that's why when it comes to dating and sex and being in a serious relationship, it would be visibly nightmarish for me and for autism moms too. Even casual relationships, many of the casual relationship minded people are sensory unfriendly too, just like many of the people in serious relationships, they're sensory unfriendly as well. So sensory friendly sensibilities there's a shortage of them when it comes to the serious relationship community and the casual relationship community. So both are inherently challenging for me and autism mom. So when I think about the public figure life, I often get concerned about how my revelations of my sexual past, my the childhood compound traumas, and especially the criminality portion of it. For years I was wondering, I don't want me, myself, my autism mom's, our children, because her kids would become mine, because to take her, you have to take the kids first. When I say take, I mean accepting, not any kind of abuse or anything. No, 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 never that. But I was saying to myself, I hope that our children don't have any bullying, victimization because of my public revelations of what happened to me. Because some kids, when they find out certain things about other kids, other adults, they can be relentlessly of cruelty. And I was like, okay, if I, you know, once I meet my autism mom companion, we have to discuss how are we going to protect our children and ourselves from mean-spirited hecklers, hard-hearted trolls, party pooper naysayers, and vicious detractors, as well as bitter haters. I think what we're gonna do is have a community, a global community of people that will cause feelings of remorse and regret in the hearts of the hecklers, detractors, naysayers, trolls, hecklers, haters, legally speaking, because they'll be speaking out, lovingly confronting them in person. And I think we'll definitely have a lot of security to make sure that we're good. That's why part of me was afraid to be a public figure, because I knew if, you know, I'm gonna end up with a woman with children and I have to be out there for the world to know, it wasn't something I planned, it wasn't something I forced, it wasn't something I considered, it wasn't something I thought of. But being who I am, I just naturally attract that kind of healthy attention. And I really had more to consider than most people, because public figures, we struggle to have a partner and or partners romantically, sexually. It could be a serious relationship-wise, casual relationship-wise, where they are attracted to us for all the right reasons. They like us for all the right reasons. That's hard to find in the public figure life, those realities. It's hard to find people who love you for all the right reasons, respect you for all the right reasons, appreciate you for all the right reasons, cherish you for all the right reasons, and revere and honor you for all the right reasons. Reverence and honor does not mean idol worship. It means a deep respect for a person. So that's hard for me. I just feel like just thinking about these things has really truly been helpful to me. And I say that because when you love like I do, it can really be much of a challenge to have healthy love and healthy, to have health, what's the best way to put it? It can be really a challenge to have healthy friendship love that I'll have with myself, my autism mom, right? You know, healthy familial love, myself, autism mom, you know. That healthy mania love, healthy obsessed love to myself, autism mom, that's gonna be hard. Not because of us, but the society that we live in. And it would be hard for her at times to have an autistic autistic life partner. I don't, you know, how she, you know, decides if she wants marriage or not, you know. Either way, it's going to be a committed relationship, because that's usually how the autism mom dating life and autism mom romantic life works. More than likely, they'll want to be married, but I don't know for certain. Not all autism mothers are the same. But a large portion of autism moms want to have at least one more child. A lot of them want to have more children, so that's another conversation we'll have, like how we're going to go about children demographics personally when it comes to us, you know, offspring population, how we going to go about that when it comes to us. No guarantees, but these are all high possibilities. And when I need to mention this to you as the listeners. I feel, this is what I feel in my heart. For us to, me and my autism mom companion, we have to do extensive background checks on people. And I'll tell you what that means. And I'll quickly read them to you, then get back to freestyle off the top of my head. Here we go. So when it comes to my autism mom companion and myself, this is what we are required to do. That means we have to, when it comes to our family, anybody that wants to be a part of our family, it could be biological relatives, coworkers, colleagues, associates, acquaintances, talk buddies, hangout buddies, small talk buddies. It could be business partners. It could be people in education, people in advocacy, people in activism, people in housing, people in the world of work, people in entrepreneurial worlds, those kind of things. We have to do criminal history background checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do past employment verification to protect each other and the children. We have to do education verification to protect each other and the children. We have to do reference check to protect each other and the children. We have to do drug screening to protect each other. To protect each other and the children. We have to do credit background checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do social media behavior check to protect each other and the children. We have to do driving record checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do professional license certifications checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do social security number, trace/identity checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do global sanctions checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do civil offenses checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do bankruptcy checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do financial regulations checks to protect each other and the children. We have to do psychometric tests to protect each other and the children. We have international background checks to protect each other and the children. We have gamer profile checks to protect each other and the children. And autism moms and autistic people like me, well, a lot of us, when it comes to romance, we have to do criminal history checks, past employment verification checks, education verification checks, reference checks, drug screenings, credit background checks, social media behavior checks, driving records checks, professional license and certification checks, social security number, trace identity checks, global sanctions checks, civil offenses checks, bankruptcy checks, financial regulation checks, psychometric tests, international background checks, gamer profile checks. So, when we autism moms and autistic people like myself, in some of our conversations on our dates with one another, them and me, we will have to have criminal history conversations, past employment verification talks, education verification talks, reference checks talks, drug screening talks, credit background check talks, social media behavior check talks, driving record talks, professional life certification checks talks, social security number, trace slash identity checks talks, global sanctions checks talks, civil offenses checks talks, bankruptcy checks talks, financial regulations checks talks, psychometric test talks, international background checks talks, and gamer profile checks talks. So the autism moms have to have these talks to make sure that you are fully capable of safeguarding my kids with me, and I'm fully capable of safeguarding you and our kids. And you're fully capable of safeguarding me, and I'm fully capable of safeguarding you. So these are some of the dating conversations that we have. And there's some autism moms that are okay with casual relationships. So a person like myself, let's say, you know, they're like, Antonio, I want to pursue a casual relationship with you. That means we have to have, one more time, me repeating this, last time I say this on the episode, we would have to, in our casual dating, hey, we would have to have criminal history talks, passport verification talks, education verification talks, reference checks talks, drug screening talks, credit background checks talks, social media behavior check talks, driving record talks, professional license certification check talks, social security number, trace identity check talks, global sanctions check talks, civil offenses check talks, bankruptcy check talks, financial regulation check talks, psychometric test talks, international background check talks, gamer profile check talks, right? So, yes, this is what autistic dating and autism mom dating life consists of. That means when it comes to serious relationships and casual relationships, we are sensitized to firearm purchases, employment screening, pre-employment screening, character reference checks, credit checks, identity address verification checks. These are the kind of background checks and conversations we have to have. You know, criminal record checks as well. This is in universal background checks and social media background checks and security clearance, psychological evaluation, identity resolution, vetting, online vetting, and vaccination records. These are all the types of background checks and conversations that we have to have when it comes to commitment dating and casual dating. So this is what it's like. Which means that, we have to do due diligence. we have to do fact checking, we have to do assets vetting, we have to do intelligence gathering. That means that we may have to hire detectives, investigators, inspectors, private investigators, hotel detectives. That means we may have to build relationships with police ranks, law enforcement agencies, police officers, spy agents, special agents, investigator type of software tools, and we have to do searching, interviews, interrogations, evidence collection, preservation, and various methods of investigation. I mean, it's that serious. We have to do investigative techniques, like, for example, in order to protect ourselves and our children, we may have to have the investigative techniques jointly known as MMO, right? You know, three indicators of suspicion. Motive to commit the crime, for example, financial gain or to seek revenge, means to commit the crime, including tools and physical capabilities. Opportunity to commit the crime, including being at the crime scene at the time of the offense. Persons presenting an alibi could be eliminated from suspicion. So it's dating, love, and sex, rights and sensuality, parental life, and taking care of the kids. It's that intense with us. That means we may have to build relationships with numerical analyst software, private police company, police, detective associations. We may have to build relationships with those within investigative journalism. We have to build relationships with store detectives, and we have to be mindful of mercenaries and the controversy of mercenaries. We also have to be mindful of building relationships with justice-centered bounty hunters. And we have to build relationships with insurance investigators, make sure our insurance is good. Yeah, that's what we have to do. Okay, now I can just read to you. Now I can just talk to you at the top of my head the rest of the episode. So I know a lot of people are saying this is way over the top, but autism moms and people with autism have a higher likelihood of being in danger than non-autism moms and non-autistic people. So you also fully understand, and I say this for the last time, all the reasons why I very rarely date and very rarely have sex. So let's talk about at all the other parts of dating and love, like me and autism moms. I'll tell you. So in terms of our love, we also have to have some uneasy discussions. Those uneasy discussions, we may have to talk about each other's, in those uneasy discussions, we may have to talk about how we're gonna heal together. How are we going to, who's going to take care of our kids while we vacation together or go on resorts and cruises together? how we're going to be able to go on date nights and hang out with just her and I. And we have to protect, make sure the kids are protected. That's going to be very uneasy. We're going to have, do we have a live-in nanny type conversations? Are we going to have, you know, household staff member conversations? That, you know, are we going to have a healthy entourage to look after our kids conversations? Because sometimes autism moms can't always be around their kids. Because autism moms have to have a life separate from their kids that's healthy. So it's like, even we're going to have a conversation of, okay, how are we going to have sex and what will sex consist of for us? Because how do we keep the kids from walking in on us, from hearing us, from seeing us, from smelling us, from sensing us, and from seeing the evidence of us? How do we keep the kids from seeing our nudity? From seeing clothes taken off, how do we keep them from seeing that? And if we, you know, she might use sex toys, she might not, I don't know. But, you know, how are we gonna, if she chooses sex toys, I'm not saying she's going to, because I don't know, I haven't met her yet. But how do we keep them from seeing the sex toys? Or if she's like, hey, I like these triple X material, you know, adult films and even, let me see, adult films and adult literature. How do we keep the kids from seeing that? So we have to, I have to talk to her about that, because these are autism mom concerns and autistic people concerns too. And so it's gonna be very much a whole feeling of how we're gonna in closing, I'll say, we also have to discuss what are the best times to have our couples time talking about our childhoods and our romantic and sexual past. Because at some point it has to be brought up. Because that does, all those things have built-in impacts and built-in impartations. So, I'm just telling you what it's like. For me and autism moms to have these type of relationships. Appreciate you listening to our plight and our fight.